Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Even More.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, at the risk of sounding very, very slow on the uptake, I have to admit that thinking about these two verses from Luke, which I've obviously read and heard over and over again, thinking about them, how can I put this? It just stopped me short. It shook me. It astounded me. Because look what's happening. Somebody who's been listening to Jesus, an admirer, a follower, a fan, if you like, somebody expresses her admiration in what are maybe rather sentimental terms by saying, and I think this is what she meant, by saying what a lucky woman his mother was. Of course, blessed is much more than just lucky, but this woman in the crowd is quite possibly not thinking in spiritual terms when she calls out to Jesus. She's just so struck by what he says about demons that she bursts out with these words. It's Jesus' reply that caused me all this astonishment. Elizabeth called Mary blessed when the two women met at the visitation, as Luke tells us in the first chapter of his gospel. We call her blessed. We quote Elizabeth when we pray the rosary. We think of her as especially blessed. And yet, look what Jesus says. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. It's that rather that gave me pause. I went and looked at a whole range of different translations of the Bible. In English, most of them use the same word, rather. A few of them use on the contrary. One actually has yes, but even more. Whichever you choose, the implication is clear, and other languages echo that. In Spanish, más bien. In Portuguese, antes. In French, plutôt. So, Jesus is saying that if we hear God's word and obey it, we are hugely blessed. In a way, perhaps a bit different from Mary. She was born free from sin. That's a very special blessing. If you like, she started with a sort of advantage. But if, when every single time we hear what God is saying to us and do what he asks of us, we are even more blessed. Well, there's a catch, of course, and the catch is that so often we hear God and go off and do whatever we like. But the possibility is there. Listen, obey, be blessed. That is the astounding meaning of today's gospel. That is the immense reward for actively loving God in our daily lives.